got the moon man in the morning.
Of course, MG has changed the name of the station this week to Triple Panther.
We caught up with Ryan Girdler. He told us a version of a school bus story. Here's a tiny bit of it.
We had to go down to Penrith Park to present the trophy to the fans at about 9:30. There's about 22 of us, and we're walking along the side of the road, a little bit worse for wear. The school bus comes past, and the bus stops about 100 metres up ahead, and there's a lady there with a couple of kids waiting to get on the bus. Anyway, the bus driver tells all the kids to jump off the bus, ask the lady if she could look after the kids. We all jump on. He runs us down to Penrith Park. And then he goes back and gets the kid.
Sensational.
Now, it had clearly been a big couple of days. Maybe Gerds was a little hazy in his memory because Craig Gower came on the following day and told us a pretty different version.
I don't think it sort of went down that way. I was the one who actually stopped that bus. And it was actually two buses that we got.
So we've got a conflicting story there.
It's more of a hijacking situation, according to Craig Gower.
Obviously, conflicting stories. It's a long time ago. Everyone was...
A lot of sugar, because that story would have been retold over and over again.
And let's face it, they were blind.
Exactly.
They'd been partying for 2 days, so unreliable witnesses.
Someone who was, we're hoping, sober on the day, the bus driver...
We found him!
...of the school bus. We've tracked him down.
What's his name?
Bob.
Good morning, Bob.
Yeah, good morning. Yes, I was the bus driver at... picked up the Panthers back in 2003. I proceeded out on my normal run and I thought, gee, there's a lot of fellas on the road, and I thought I must have been partying. And when I got closer to them, I thought, they're the Panthers. And Craig Gower come up to the window and he said, you know who we are, mate, don't you?
Oh.
And I said, I've been a Panther supporter since the late 1960s. And they all commandeered me and they all got on the bus. Anyway,
That's sensational.
I thought, well, I've got to do something here. You know, they just won the grand final. So I radioed through to the control room and got permission to go off route. And it was granted. And I said to the controller, I said, I've got the Panthers on the bus. And he said, what do you mean you got the Panthers? And I said, they're all on the bus. He said, just do what you can do. And the MG was giving me the instructions, and Greg Alexander, because they were the ones that were sort of, you know, the controllers of it all. I got them all on. I had them singing, and I was singing away. You know, I hadn't had anything to drink. I was sober as a judge because I was driving the bus.
Of course, yeah.
And they were going on to another pub. So MG says, keep on going, keep on going. Said, we've got to go up to the Pioneer. Do you know where that is? And I said, I just live down the road from it. I know where it is. So we were singing away, and there was so much jubilation on the bus because of, you know, winning the grand final was a great achievement for Penrith the second time around.
Absolutely.
And Craig Gow had a whopping big black eye, and he'd been knocked around a bit, poor old Craig, you know. He was really suffering. When I got home that night, I spoke to the family and they didn't believe me.
Oh, you were spinning a yarn.
Oh, Bob and his stories.
Ryan Girdler had a different version of the story from Craig Gower.
Right.
Were there kids on the bus already that you asked to get off? Or was the bus empty?
No. Gerds was there. He was there. He was pretty well under the weather. But I couldn't believe there was no empties left on the bus, and they put all the rubbish in the bin, and they were very, very tidy and very tight.
Oh, that's good. Did you have to kick the kids off the bus to get the Panthers on, Bob?
Well, not quite. No, not quite. No, I didn't do that. It was totally a Panther bus.
Just to take us out, because we're trying to link 2003 to 2020, How about giving us a few bars of the Panthers song, remembering how it was being sung that day on the bus?
Well, I got them going. I said, go the mighty Panthers, we'll put them through the test. Go the mighty mountain men, we are the best. Go the mighty Panthers all the way.
Oh, Bobby!
Good on you, Bobby!
We'd love to ride your bus one day.
We wish you all the very best.
Well, that's my little bit of glory in my bus driving years, and I'm so... I was so happy I picked them up, and I can look back over the years as I'm looking forward to retirement. It'll go into one of my great stories.
Oh, darling.
Good on you, Bobby. Thank you so much. We hope the Panthers come through for you on the weekend.
Well,
and what a great story.
Thanks very much, and all the best to the team, and good luck to all the Panthers this year. You got the moon man in the
morning. Triple Panther. Here is You Can't Do That.
Time for Moon Man to be the arbiter of what's right and wrong with the world. Yes, Sydney, strap in for You Can't Do That. that.
The 2020 grand final now looms large, and we are all urging the Panthers on and imagining them as the premiers for the first time since 2003. All of Sydney are right behind the Penny Panthers, but there is a fly in the ointment, and that is the Melbourne Storm. Mm. They know how to win the big ones. They are looking pretty powerful and coming right at the business end of the season. And amongst their number, there is one man that can't be ignored. The accountant, Cameron Smith.
Oh.
Is there a blander name than Cameron Smith? Like his game, bland but effective. So today it's the man that gets it done that will be awarded the premiership can't. Cameron Smith, you can't rain on the Panthers parade. Cam Smith, you can't. Cameron Smith goes into this game the only NRL player that has played over 400 games on 429. He's the captain of the Storm, and this may be his last appearance for Melbourne. Cameron Smith, you can't make this your own fairy tale farewell. Cameron Smith, yes. You can't. He's won two Dally M's, scored more points than anybody else in the history of the game, and captained two premiership sides. You're too bloody good, mate.
Don't you just hate it?
Yeah, don't you just hate
it? How annoying.
Cameron Smith, you can't make that record any better at the expense of the Panthers. Cameron Smith, you can't. Cameron Smith, you can't constantly conference with the referee either. You seem to stop the game and settle down in front of an open fire with a large cigar and a snifter and ask the ref how things are going. Cameron Smith, you can't brown nose your way into the ref's mind anymore. Cameron Smith, you can't. And on top of all of that, Pagey and Jess, you caveman accountant, you play for Melbourne and you're from Queensland.
Yeah, the ultimate betrayal.
Cameron Smith, yeah. You can't. And that's You Can't Do That this morning, Pagey Waddington.
Nice one, Moon Man.
Triple Panther.
The big boss of the Consolidated Union of National Transport.
Okay, so if that acronym was on a promotional ruler, that would be CUN.
You wouldn't put it on a promotional ruler, just that acronym. No, Len McCluskey joins us on the line. Good morning, Len.
Good morning to you, Pagey, you rotten Tory bastard.
Thank
and to you, Moon Man, you pinko. To your Lady Jess Eva, you know how we stand about it. We fall. No ticket, no star. We will bring this city to its knees and shut it down.
What's on today, Len? Just your average Thursday. You're wandering down Sussex Street to the Golden Century with a Coles bag full of cash or something for some Chinese businessman.
Oh,
what's happening?
Oh, very funny. Very funny, Mr. Page, as you and your capitalist friends take food from the mouth of working class families. Families. Yeah, sometimes we do go down to the Golden Century and have a meeting in that table on the back corner. And you and your friend Moon Man were spotted in there last week. Mm. Don't worry, pal. We know how to take out the kneecap. Enough of your cheek.
No doubt about that, Len. Now, pressing news. It's grand final week this Sunday. Panthers v the Melbourne Storm. Who are you going for, Len?
Well, of course, you know, allegiances go straight to the working class, the great people of Penrith and their Panthers. So go Panthers. In fact, we will be shutting down the Melbourne Storm. Mm. I'm going to shut down any storm. We're going to use all of our union powers, cumulonimbus, forget it, hurricanes, cyclones, eddies, even a willy-willy that picks up leaves and a bit of rubbish. We will shut them down. Heavy rainstorm, deluges, light drizzle, mist gone, lightning, sheet and stick, forget about it. We're shutting down all storms. I might go down to the Bureau of Meteorology and blockade the place. The Bureau of Meteorology, do they ever get it right? What a bunch of clothy and bints they've got down there. Well, they've got a lot of machine, have they, or a spinning wheel. It's like a casino. Oh, what a waste of time and taxpayers' money. Oh, I'll tell you what. Anyway, that's what we're getting up to today. And I've got to go. As the great Bilal Hushar would say, until next time, dogs.
Get the Toyota forklift advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au.
He's got to score.
MG's footy preview.
Maybe the most important footy preview, MG, of your life.
Oh.
Mm, here we go.
Take it off, guys. Just relax.
Now, MG, the Panthers have won 17 in a row, but the Storm are still favourites with the bookies going into the game. Do the Storm deserve to be favourites?
Yes, bloody oath they do. They do. After the game, after the game last week against Canberra and how they came out and just, you know, 24 points, game, set and match. This Penrith team, though, have a kind of, I would put it as a respectful confidence about them. They, in the way they play, they have a youthful exuberance that makes them dangerously unaffected by the occasion, and that's dangerous to opposing teams. Hence why they've won 17 straight. They just seem to have this, c'est la vie type attitude every time they play, and to win 17 games straight is unbelievable.
I know.
And only two other teams have done it. They've equaled Canterbury, I think, of 2002. And the only team ahead of them now is the Roosters of 1975. So this team is on a roll, and I think the roll will continue on Sunday night.
The big moment, the ball gets kicked, and then those nerves are at peak. It's about who settles down first.
Yep.
How are Penrith going to go about it? Are they going to play a dour game to try and, you know, keep it dead for 7 minutes, or are they going to hit Melbourne hard? What do you think the opening is going to be like, MJ?
I think they've got to fight fire with fire, Loz. I think they've got to come out in a blistering fashion and play their natural game. They've all through this 2020 season, teams found it very hard to score against Penrith in the first 20 minutes. In fact, only two or three times has it happened. And Penrith, their first 20 minutes has been epic for most of the year. And I think they've got to just continue and maintain the rage. I think if I had to give Penrith a message, it would be just keep doing what you're doing. Obviously, the occasion is a grand final and there's no second prizes and all that type of stuff. But the way they've been playing, on the left-hand side, you've got young Jerome Luai, who's been unbelievable. Nathan Cleary on the other side has been unbelievable. And then you've got big Billy Kickow's back, who wasn't there last week. And you've got Liam Martin, who's a much improved player. And in the middle, you've got, you know, Tarmow and Fisher Harris and Yost and Coruscant. So for mine, their forward pack is better than Melbourne Storm's. So if they can hold the Melbourne Storm's forward pack, then the likes of the Crichtons out wide and Dylan Edwards chiming the back line can get the job done.
What's it like in Penrith at the moment? Is everyone just frothing?
Oh, frothing.
I love that word. Yes, it is. It's starting to the fever is starting to hit pitch. The fever pitch is starting to hit. It was a bit quiet up until Saturday night until we actually got to the grand final, and after the victory over South, I think it went into a bit of overdrive. I know at my gym this morning there was people everywhere in the Penrith gear, and they're just for the community out here. We are a satellite city. We've only won the competition twice in our, 53 years of existence, and some would say that's somewhat underachieving for a club and a district that has so many juniors at their mercy. But sometimes them juniors get handpicked by other clubs. So but luckily for Penrith, this junior nursery that currently is playing in the Penrith first grade team, the majority of them have been together since under-15s for Jersey Fleet. So they know each other, they love each other, they love hanging out with each other, and it shows when they play, they express themselves on a footy field. So it's, to answer your question, Jess, it's starting to really rev up.
Yeah, Jay, great.
Finally, I know it's so a tough question, but could we please have a score for Sunday night?
Ooh.
Well, there's rain predicted. There's heavy rain predicted, so that could favour the team with the best kicking game, which is both of them. So I think it's still going to be a very high-scoring grand final because of the new rule changes. That's kind of the new norm. Not Jess's norm, the new norm.
He's definitely not new. He's very old.
And I think it's going to be 26 Penrith, 20 Melbourne Storm, and I think Isaiah Yeo will get the Clive Churchill. I think Brian To'o from Penrith will be the first try scorer.
Okay, 26-20, right. A tight one.
Fingers crossed. Right down because we're all mug punters.
I know. We're 26-20. Into lap breaks.
MG said it had happened, so definitely.
The MG return bet special.
Mr. Mooney, please, no more bets.
So many calls wanting to speak to MG this morning, so let's get Cole from Ride. You're on the air on Triple Panther with the Wild Panther, Cole.
Good morning.
Good morning, Cole. Hey, Cole.
Good morning, Mark. Yeah, here you go.
Hello, Cole. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, good, thanks, mate. Look, mate, one of my fondest memories of rugby league is you and Royce Simmons hugging after they scored that try and the passion and love that you showed for each other. For, you know, that, and when you talked about it the other day when you said that Royce came in the room and said, this is what it's all about, guys. You know, this is, we need to win this. This is for us, you know. This is for you. You'll never forget it. And I thought that is so true because, like, I've seen other teams fall apart and disappear out of the competition, like Newtown when they played Parramatta and got beaten, all that team fell apart and didn't win the grand final. And, you know, you guys had that, and that you could just see it in his eyes, and that sort of, I love you, brother. You know, you're my mate forever.
That's true, Joel. It is, mate. That's very true.
And I had him on my first footy card, you know, Scanlon's footy card.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic, buddy. You give me goosebumps, Cole, and I'm a friend for Royce forever, and that's what these guys on Sunday have to look forward to. Once you win a competition, that's the holy grail, and so many people have tried, so many people have failed, but when you win one, you've got your best friends forever because it's the most epic thing you can do on a footy field.
Thank you for the call, Cole. We've got Carol from Canterbury on the line. G'day, Carol.
Hey, Wild Panther, how you going?
Hello, Kaz, how are you, honey?
Good, darling.
I can hear some really intense...
How's the TAB going today?
Good, that's what I want you for. I'm going to have a little punt. Who do you think's going to win the Clive Churchill?
I'm thinking Isaiah Yeo. About 23 bucks, maybe.
That's the kind of odds I like, yeah.
On Ladbrokes?
Okay. Yeah. Hey, MG.
Yes, Kaz.
MG. Go the Panthers, darling.
Go the Panthers.
Oh, Kazzy.
Good on you,
go
Carol.
Panthers.
Natasha from Laylaw Park, you're on the air with the Wild Panther.
MG, how are you, darling?
Hello, Tash. How are you, darling? You all right?
Good, good, good. So about 2 years ago, I think it was, I was at my son's gala day. I can't remember it. You were there. I can't remember the name of it. You supported all the young kids playing. And at the end of it, you were very patient. You took photos with all the kids, you know, stood there and, you know, all the parents, oh, wait, another one, this one. And then it was me and another mum, and we were starstruck.
Oh.
You were gorgeous.
Oh. Were?
Was that the Mark Guy Cup at St Dominic's, the under-8s?
Yes.
That's great. Well, obviously, with the course of COVID, that didn't take place this year, but it's been going for about 4 years, and... Yeah, great to meet people like you, Tash. Thank you, darling, for that.
Good on you, Natasha. Thanks for the call. Katrina in Piermont. One more quick call for MG. G'day, Katrina.
Good morning, team. And I just want to say hello to everybody. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Welcome. Take your bar off. Very good.
Love the show. MG, mate, I've been listening to you for years on the radio. Absolutely made my day having you on here this morning. Mate, your music selection is amazing, by the way. Just going to put it out there.
Katrina, some good ones to come, honey, too. Good ones.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm gonna make sure it's on all morning. I can guarantee you that. Mate, my first jersey was a Penrith jersey, and I grew up watching you play, and it inspired me to get involved with rugby league as well, and wanted to play myself, being one of the first sort of female players around in those days. It was a bit tough.
Bravo.
But between you and Brandy, I can guarantee you, I will be honest, had a bit of a nice little soft spot for him. and still do.
So did I.
But, mate, I just wanted to say I value everything you hold for Penrith, the Panthers, rugby league. I think you're amazing, and I think we need more people like you across all sports. But the fact that you're still there, mate, giving it everything you can, and I just want to say I love you, and I think that, yeah, I think you're great. Aww. And go the Panthers this weekend. I'm so excited. Aww. I'm going to bring out the original jersey. I mean, wear it with pride. Yeah, and I'm going to be there supporting 100%. Yeah, just wish I could get to the game, but... Yeah, no, it's going to be great, mate.
Thanks for taking the time to give us a buzz this morning. It's great to hear your voice.
Thanks, Katrina.
Keep those tunes coming, mate.
More of MG tunes coming up.
I don't think we've ever had so many female callers on the show. MG, you're a bit of a magnet.
Something about that.
Magnum is just Magnum.
No, yeah, Magnum. Yeah, let's do it.
Got the moon man in the morning. Triple Panther.
We're going up to Byron Bay to speak to my favourite lady and the whole crew up there, because she does have a motley crew of friends as well. We're going to find out their grand final tips for this Sunday. Green's MP Teresa Green. Good morning, my darling.
I feel the vibrations really opening me up this morning, Pagey. It's lovely to hear your dulcet tones too. I want to open the Kundalini pathway and get the Kundalini healing happening worldwide. Jess, can you feel the vibrations? Have you got some way of getting vibrations through yourself?
Oh, I do, Teresa. I've actually, my white light's like a burning sage stick at the moment, just bright and smoky to give good vibes to the Panthers, Teresa,
absolutely.
This weekend.
Absolutely, we're passing on vibes to the Panthers. and everybody's very involved in the NRL Grand Final up here, Pagey.
Oh,
we're all pretending to be Panthers crawling through the bush this morning, and guess what, Pagey?
Let me guess, the bush was wet, Teresa.
Yes, the bush was saturated this morning. There was a heavy dew down on the bush, that's for sure. Some overnight drizzle. Oh, saturated.
Sounds good. Now, sounds lush.
Let's get through our tipping contest, shall we, as we open the Kundas and let the white light shine out. I am channeling Pantheris Majoris, the big panther, MG. And so I'm tipping the Panthers. My slightly silly lesbian friend, Krakatoochee Sakaruta, she got the wrong idea. She said her favourite panther was the pink panther.
No.
I said, nobody needs to see that, thanks, Krakatoochee. She's, of course, referring to Peter Sellers in that famous movie.
Of course.
Gary's been stomping around the house today. I'm going for the storm!
Oh, Gary, come on.
All right, Gary, that's enough of that. Now you might think, yeah, come on, mate. Enough. My brother Nigel, who's been identifying as an Indigenous woman since the failure of his second marriage, he wants to be a panther, and he wants to be a black panther. And I said, we can't do that, Nigel. That'll get us cancelled.
I wouldn't have thought so, Teresa.
Absolutely not. Nigel's partner, his diminutive transsexual Filipino partner, is also going for the Panthers. So we're all Panthers up here, black Panthers and pink Panthers, Pagey.
Go the Panthers.
Oh, round.
Have you ever seen a pink Panther, Pagey?
Well, yeah, sometimes the Panthers wear their pink uniforms, so I've seen See you, Teresa. You got the Moon Man in the morning. Triple.